This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A Southside woman was apparently attacked and severely beaten early Sunday morning at the White River Country Club and is now in a Little Rock hospital. Detective Mike Mundy said this morning that 22-year-old Andrea Lynette Davis is listed in stable condition. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said this morning that Davis had been inside the club and witnesses said she appeared to have been intoxicated. She had gone out to the back of the club to get some fresh air. Jeffrey said several minutes later, friends Kayla Tidmore and Michael Wagonblast went outside to check on her and were unable to locate her. Then they heard people screaming in the front of the building. Davis was discovered lying on the ground near the entrance to the stage where the band parks and loads and unloads. One of the first deputies on the scene, Darren Brewer, said it appeared Davis was beaten at the back of the club, then dragged to the front. He said she had several lacerations to her face and one on her forehead. The cuts were to her nose, around both eyes, and her mouth. He said he noticed bruises on her back that appeared to be from being dragged, also scrape marks on her right shoulder, chest, and legs. He also said a large clump of her hair was loose from her scalp. Brewer said Davis was taken by ambulance to the White River Medical Center, then transferred to UAMS in Little Rock. Sheriff Jeffrey said, "We need to find whoever did this, so we'll be interviewing everyone that was at the club. Our investigative unit is working on it as we speak." The sheriff said he understood the victim worked at Colton Steakhouse in Batesville. Detective Mike Mundy said now would be the time to come forward if anyone has information on this case. You can contact Sergeant Mundy at the sheriff's office. In other news, a Southside man died accidentally Saturday. A neighbor said 42-year-old Mark Andrew Peel was cutting a tree near his house when it fell on him. Funeral arrangements are incomplete at this time and being handled by Roller Crouch Funeral Service of Batesville. Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence says a 22-year-old Izzard County woman, Pamela Irene Tigg, was arrested on a warrant accusing her of destroying several rural mailboxes in the Dolph area. According to Lawrence, the mailboxes were damaged in or about April 30th, and the tire tracks near all the boxes were similar to tread on the vehicle owned by Tigg. The sheriff also said a side mirror collected at the scene of one of the boxes matched the damage done to the Tigg vehicle. Tigg was released the following day after posting a cash bond. She will appear in Izzard County District Court to answer to the charge of 5 counts of criminal mischief second degree. Sheriff Lawrence said he'll be asking for restitution for the owners of the mailboxes. A Newport man was arrested Friday afternoon in East Batesville and charged with criminal trespass and fleeing officers. Police were called to the 1600 block of Lyon Street by Danielle A. Neely, who told authorities that Marcus D. Alcorn had been seen near her home. She had had a previous confrontation with Alcorn, in which he apparently kicked her in the head, causing the need for several stitches to close a cut. Police had to chase Alcorn down on foot. He was charged with fleeing from law enforcement officers, possessing an instrument of crime, namely a glass smoking pipe mainly used for smoking marijuana or meth, and criminal trespass. He was taken to the Independence County Jail.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.